In an equation, if you change the variable, you change the outcome. Recently revamped expectations of returns on monies invested for the state's pension fund substantially widened the gap to fully fund those liabilities. In short, the employee retirement system is now short, at least some $3 billion. And those aren't the only liabilities Hawaii carries for its past employees. Hawaii also isn't the only state set up for an unsustainable future, according to Stephen Greenhut. He's the Western Region Director for R Street Institute, a D.C.-based free market think tank, and he's in Hawaii this week and in our studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
When you look at how all of this came about, this idea that there should be a certain amount in the calculation that would be a reasonable return, how reasonable is a return like, 8%, 7.5%, even 7%?
Well, it's not reasonable at all. I mean, any of us who had that kind of rate of return available to us would just put our money in there. But we can't. It's a political formula. And the unions and the government officials who benefit from it have the system going. And we see a 54% rate of return, a 54% funding shows that the rate of return is much too high. And what needs to be done is a more realistic rate of return, or a movement more to a 401k style retirement. The problem is the retirement benefits are far too generous, and taxpayers are going to be footing the bill, not just the extra $385 million a year for now. We're going to be putting up with reductions in public services.
You say we because you come from California. You're based in Sacramento. And California has been going through and slogging through this entire issue, too.
Right. And the talks I'm going to give, or I've been giving this this weekend, a warning that, California were much more far down the line than you folks in Hawaii with the pension spiking gimmicks and the massive retirements. I mean, we have, 3% at 50, which means that police and fire can retire with their full pay for the rest of their life and the rest of their spouse's life. And it just goes on and on, and politicians don't want to deal with it. The unions that represent these groups are very powerful, so there's no appetite at all for any of the kind of reforms. And we have all sorts of pension spiking gimmicks. And what you end up with is the taxpayers are backing these systems.
Across the country, there are only three states. I know Oregon is one of them. I think Wisconsin's another, that are able to fully fund their pensions. Everybody else is dealing with this to a greater or lesser extent. What did these other states do right?
Well, in Wisconsin, they had a very big battle. I mean, we saw that at the state capitol a few years ago. They had a governor who was willing to take on the unions directly. The unions fought back. They had a huge political brawl. Really, it was a brawl up at the capitol. I used to go over to Madison. You have to be willing to take on the unions. What needs to be done is the pensions need to be reduced going forward. You don't take anything away from people up till today. I had that happen to me at a place I worked where I had a defined benefit, which is the kind that the public employees have, where you're promised an amount based on a formula. Starting tomorrow, you have to start earning a lower amount. And what's needed are fundamental reforms that reduce the amount of pensions going forward. In Hawaii, you've got some of the lowest earnings in the private sector, and the government sector is growing, and it's just not sustainable, and it's increasing income inequality, and it's harming the kind of public services, education. We've had, in California, cities that have gone bankrupt. And what happens is they end up cutting the number of police and fire. They end up cutting parks and recreation, and you end up with higher taxes. Even if the tax isn't directly a pension tax, everything in essence is a pension tax when you're that poorly funded.
So you have higher taxes and lower services is the point that you're making if you get to that point and allow it to continue along. This year being a pivotal year because we have collective bargaining and arbitration awards that aren't even appropriated yet. But for this to move into a position where we could begin to see some light at the end of the tunnel, what has to happen in the very near term as you look at our situation relative to yours in California?
Well, we're still dealing with unrealistic rates of return. And the way the pension formulas are calculated, the investment funds, they invest the money and they're guessing at a rate of return into the future.
But we all know that if you go talk to your own financial advisor, nobody is going to tell you to expect 7.5%, 8%, even 6%. They even tell you that once you retire, you've got to look at taking out maybe 4% of your nest egg if you want that money to last.
Exactly.
How do you convert that same type of individual financial planning into what has been happening at a state level?
Right. The problem at the state level is that the taxpayers are backing it. So the politicians can come up with a number, or the investment boards can come up with a number that really isn't sustainable. And we, the taxpayers, have to back that. So that's the problem. It's too aggressive of a rate of return. And that's because the pension funds, the pension promises are just too generous. And in California, I mean, we see all sorts of pension spiking gimmicks. We see people.
Such as what? What's a pension spiking gimmick?
Well, at the last year or the last 3 years, now we average over the last 3 years, you get extra pay for different things. And managers get special management pay.
This is while you're working full time.
Well, that's right. And so it's just ridiculous. We have a list of 99 pension spiking gimmicks, things that you can enhance your last year's pay. We have people who move to a different area that's cost of living adjusted just for the last year of their careers, and that inflates their pension for the rest of their lives. We have these disability pensions. We call it chief's disease in California. I think the Sacramento Bee came up with that term. Virtually every police chief has some sort of disability, and that protects 50% of their income from taxation.
Now look back over the water at Hawaii and what you've been talking about during this week that you've been here. What's the absolute first point that you think we have to be willing to talk about and do something about to not follow California's lead?
Well, you have to look at those things, at the spiking gimmicks and the disabilities, and all these things add to the burden. But you have to look at the basic formulas and how much you're paying public employees. And the problem is the nature of the defined benefit, where you're promised an amount of benefit, and that's legally defendable. It's like a property right, so you can't reduce anything going backward. So you're going to have to look at the formulas and try to reduce the formulas going forward. And it's really unfair when you consider what does the average Hawaiian earn in retirement. It's nowhere near what the public employees. It used to be the deal was you would get a higher salary as a public employee. I mean, a lower salary as a public employee, but somewhat better benefits. Now, as the Grassroot Institute showed, that the Hawaii's county workers earn among the highest in the nation. So now public employees get a higher amount of salary, and then their pension benefits are far beyond what people in the private sector earn. And a lot of times the unions will say, well, the average pension is only like 30-some thousand, but that's average. The average pension for a private sector employee is well under $10,000. So it's an imbalance. You have to look at how much you're actually paying and what these formulas are.
Stephen Greenhut, thank you so much for coming in.
Yep, thank you.
Good to talk to you. Stephen Greenhut is the Western Region Director for the R Street Institute, a D.C.-based think tank, although he is based in Sacramento. His most recent book about public employee issues is called Plunder. Stephen Greenhut is speaking tonight at the Grassroots Institute event in Honolulu. The event sold out, but we understand it will be recorded, and the full video will be available online.